your mind
and
your heart
to
prove that it is intact
and
that the Holy Spirit can write within
it.
In the seasons of the need, He will remind you.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus,
you
can reach of your neighbor
and
wish them the best,
which
come from God the Father,
and
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's stand on our
feet.
Thank God for this good moment He's given us.
Even the
power He's given us of His Holy Spirit by the request of the Lord Jesus.
Father
Almighty, thank you for the good moment You've added
us. We
glorify You and give You glory and honor.
And
we indeed thank
You.
For the Lord Jesus Christ,
He
promised us in Matthew 28:18-20, move on, make nations disciples,
and
to teach them all He commanded us. He's going to be with us to the end. And we thank You, the Lord Jesus,
to
fulfill that promise right now, 2017. Years back. Moved on being with those who decide to be disciples. Move on to teach what You commanded
us.
Even this generation, O Lord Jesus, You are together with us, You have not forsaken
us.
Like You promised us in John 14, verse 15 to down.
You said,
"Do not to leave us as orphans."
Send
us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit,
to
teach us and remind us all,
and
that You to remain within us,
even
though You sat in the realms above,
and
You sat right in the third
heaven.
We thank You, Father.
We
thank You, the Lord Jesus, and we thank You, the Holy Spirit,
for
bearing us all the season. Many
have
passed under the sun. Those you tried and never reached the kingdom
of heaven.
Those you've led and they reached.
Even this
generation, you've done the same work, the Spirit of truth. Move on, ask You be for us,
and
together with the Lord Jesus.
And we
ask the Father to accept that work, move on, be done in our midst.
We
move on, thank for the holy angels,
those
serving us right now, and we talk with them. We ask that the increase by Your command, Father.
We've
prayed all
in
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. May God bless you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Move on with a brief summary of John of Heaven. And we are still in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. We sing the second part.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
But
in the beginning of Eddy, Satan, who was known as Lucifer, and his fallen angels, they were chased from heaven, and he gave authority to Jezebel after him being bound in the bottomless pit.
Did
we see the second part?
In
the beginning of Eddie, Satan the devil and his fallen angels, they are chased from heaven. The authority gave it to Jezebel, for he was meant to be bound in the bottomless pit. And as we note, we say what followed after Satan was chased, the deceiver of the entire world, and Jezebel, and the fallen angels, after chasing them from heaven,
in
the beginning of Eddie.
So,
it's like our note, and we ask, What happened next?
Oluvannyuma lw'okugobebwa kwa Setaani mumbawo ensi zonna.
After chasing Satan, the devil,
Jezebel, malaika yasooka kugwa n'amwegattako.
Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and turn on him.
Omu ne bamalayika bonna abaagwa.
Together with the fallen angels.
Abagobye mu ggulu.
After they had been chased with
him. Kwa ya Edi.
In the beginning of Edi.
Biki ebyaddirira.
What followed?
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ase twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo.
We want to move on.
N'okumanya biki ebyaliwo.
To know what happened.
Tujjukira nga tusoma ku kitabo ky'okubikkulirwa.
Remember as we read the book of Revelation.
Suri ye 12.
Revelation 12.
N'onyoro omusanvu.
In verse 7.
Mpaka olw'ekkumi nga tugambibwa bwetu.
And to 10 and we told this.
Kubikkulirwa essuula ey'12 n'olunyoro omusanvu.
Revelation 12 from verse 7.
Ne waba olutalo mu ggulu. Mikayiri ne bamalayika be nga batabaala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalayika baagwo olw'omunaana. Ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu. Olw'omwenda. Ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa. Omusota ogw'edda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setaani. Omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi. Ne bamalayika baagwo ne basuulibwa nago.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Okusinziira
betuulidde mu kitabo kino ekyokubikkulirwa.
What we've heard in the book of Revelation.
Essuula ey'12.
Revelation 12.
Onyoro omusanvu.
From verse 7.
Mpaka olw'ekkumi.
Unto 10.
Batugambye nti waabaluka olutalo mu ggulu.
Said and the battle happened in heaven.
Malayika Michael.
Angel Michael.
Ne bamalayika ba Katonda abatukuvu.
All the angels of God.
Ng'ebibinja byonna omusanvu bwe twabirabye.
All the seven groups we saw them.
Okusinziira mu kubikkulirwa essuula ey'omunaana.
Revelation 8, verses 1 and 2. Commanders of angels holding seven trumpets, and the angels holding the weapons, in the Revelation 15, from verses 1, verse 5
unto
6. Praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. How they used the weapons, to chase Satan and his angels from heaven. After this war being waged up there, we saw what the weapons of heaven made the devils to appear. And they appeared like monsters, creations which are unclear. Others are very tall. Others have big heads. Others are very short. Now we want to know. After they were chased from heaven in the beginning of
Edi,
what followed?
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. Now in the many is what we move on to see. In this our journey of heaven, we are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the first created heaven in the realm above. For in the realm above we have three heavens there, but this day we see this first created heaven.
Now
we want to first get explained, when did Edi begin and when did BC end?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And then we see what followed. After chasing of Satan from heaven.
In
the beginning of
Edi.
Now we ask a question. When did Edi begin?
What
we call after death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And when did BC end? Which is before the birth of Christ on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much.
So,
according to what we've studied, speaking the scriptures of truth, the John of heaven moved from life and asked when Edi began.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. For when we look in the book of Luke, Luke 23, starting from verse 44
and
to 45. The day the Lord Jesus was on the cross and he gave up his life, that's where the beginning of death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. There are very great changes which happen. After Jesus was giving up his life, it got night around 9 in the morning. It was around midday to reaching 3 in the evening, and it was night, and it dawned again, and they began to count afresh.
Yes,
praise Jesus for us.
So what
we are secrets we're going to discover why it was why it took 3 hours. Why the darkness took 3 hours. To be able to change the seasons and the time. To shift them from the BC to enter in the AD. Let's read there and we hear in Luke.
Luke
23:44.
Ne wabe kizikiza ku nsi yonna okutuusa essaawa 9:45. Enjuba obutayaka n'ejjigi ery'omu yeekaalu ne liyulikamu wakati 9:46. Awo Yesu n'ayogera n'eddoboozi ddene n'agamba nti, Kitange, nteeka omwoyo gwange mu mikono gyo. Bwe yamala okwogera ekyo n'awaayo obulamu 9:57. Awo omwami ow'ekitongole bwe yalaba ekikole awo omwami ow'ekitongole bwe yalaba ekibaddewo n'atendereza Katonda ng'agamba nti, mazima ono abadde muntu mutuukirivu. 8:00 n'ebibiina byonna ebyali bikuŋŋaanye okwerolera bwe baalaba ebibaddewo ne baddayo nga beekuba mu bifuba. 8:09 n'emikwano gye gyonna n'abakazi abaava naye e Galilaaya ne bayimirira wala nga balaba ebyo.
Yesu yebazibwa ennyo.
Kye
tusinza okutunuulira ennyo
what you focus much on,
nti obudde bwazibwa okumala essaawa 3 namba
good night for 3 hours,
okuva ku ssaawa 6
right from the 6th hour
ogwemisana
of the midday
paka ssaawa 9
to the 9th hour.
Naye nga wano bwe tutunuulidde ekigambo
ekyo,
nti Mukama waffe Yesu we yaweerayo omwoyo
gwe, our Lord Jesus gave up his spirit,
ekimanyiddwa nga AD,
which known as the AD,
oluvannyuma lw'okufa,
after the death.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much.
Era kutuongera n'okuzuukira.
And then the resurrection.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Kigambo AD kitegeeza oluvannyuma lw'okufa.
The word AD means after the death. Right there is where the changing of the time happened. And
we
began the era called AD.
Yes, he was doing
it. And they began to count 1 minute, 2.
1 second, 2 60.
That is 1 minute. Unto 60 minutes. And they began to count to the 12th hour, and they got what they call a day.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus
so much.
Even the night was began to be counted. But it came from what? That the situation changes like that. According to what was counted in BC, they counted from the big letters to the small letter. Here they began to count from the small to the big.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. But what's most important? When you look to Luke 23:44 to 45, what we based much on,
to
tell you when AD began. Let's read there and we hear.
Luke 23:44. Ne wabe kizikiza ku nsi yonna okutuusa essaawa 9:55. Enjuba obutayaka n'ejjigi ery'omu yeekaalu ne liyulikamu wakati 9:56. Awo Yesu n'ayogera n'eddoboozi ddene N'agamba nti kitange, nteeka omwoyo gwange mu mikono gyo. Bwe yamala okwogera ekyo, n'awaayo obulamu.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Amen.
Nti bwe yamala okwogera ekyo,
after he spoke that,
n'awaayo obulamu bwe Katonda.
His life to God.
Eri Katonda kitaffe.
To God the Father.
So wano kye tuyita nti, after the death.
Now this is what we call after the death.
Bwe yawaayo.
Oluvannyuma lw'okufa.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
N'awaayo obulamu.
And he gave up his life.
Naye nga kyabaawo oluvannyuma lw'okuba nti, waliwo ekizikiza ekyo.
But it happened after that darkness had appeared.
Okumala essaawa ssatu.
For 3 hours.
Okuva ssaawa mukaaga.
Right from the 6th hour.
Mpaka ku ssaawa mwenda.
To the 9th hour.
Awo naye yali tannaba kuwaayo obulamu.
All day he had not given up his life.
Okutuusa essaawa ezo essatu nga zimaze okuggwaayo.
Till 3 hours had passed.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye kye tunoonya wano.
But what we look for here.
Bwe bujulizi obw'abasatu.
They are the witness of three.
Obukakasa nti ensonga ey'okutuusa ebiro n'ebiseera yalina okubanga ebaawo.
Prove the issue of changing time and season was meant to happen.
Era ng'obujulizi obwo bwali bukwekeddwa wakati mu ssaawa ezo essatu.
And the witness was hidden in the 3 hours.
Nga tutera okuwulira mu kyamateeka.
As we hear in Deuteronomy.
Essuula eno ey'19.
Deuteronomy 19.
Nga batugamba olw'abajulira abasatu.
And the witness of three.
Ensonga ekakatenga.
Let a matter be established.
So ekyamabwe kiri emabega w'essaawa ezo.
Now there is a secret behind the 3 hours.
Essaawa essatu Mukama waffe Yesu yali ku musaalaba.
The 3 hours Jesus was on the cross.
Nga obudde buzibye.
And it got night.
Nga tannaba kulabika ng'awaayo obulamu bwe.
He had not yet given up his life.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So tugenda kubanga tuzitunuulirako wano.
We are going to look at them here.
Ng'obujulizi obw'abasatu.
As a witness of three.
Essaawa ezo essatu.
The 3 hours.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katusomeyoko wano. Onyule 15.
Kyamateeka. Kyamateeka essula ey'29.
19.
Kyamateeka essula ya 19 n'olunyi lwa 15.
Deuteronomy 19 verse 15.
Omujulirwa omu taagolokokenga ku muntu olw'obutali butuukirivu bwonna oba olw'ekibi kyonna. Ku kibi kyonna kyayonoona. Olw'akamwa k'abajulirwa ababiri oba olw'akamwa k'abajulirwa abasatu ekigambo kinaanywezebwanga.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. Butunda mu kyamateeka
19
onyule 15 lulaga nti ensonga yonna okukakasibwa
proven.
Eteekeddwa okuba n'abajulirwa basatu.
It must have three witnesses.
Oba babiri.
Or two.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
So waliwo ekyama.
Now there's a secret.
Ekiri wakati w'essaawa ezo essatu.
Which between the 3 hours.
Ze tusoma mu Luka 23.
Which we read of in Luke 23.
Olunyi okuva ku 4:4.
Starting from verse 44.
Paka 4:6.
To 46.
Nti essaawa ezo essatu.
That the 3 hours.
Ezaamalibwa ng'ensi ekutte ekizikiza.
Which was spent when darkness was on the world.
Zaali bujulizi bwennyini.
They were a witness.
Erange mabega waliwo abajulirwa basatu.
And behind them are three witnesses.
Kitaffe.
The Father.
Kigambo.
The Word.
Nga ye mwana Mukama waffe Yesu.
And that's the Son, the Lord Jesus.
Wamo n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Together with the Holy Spirit.
Okujulira ku nkyukakyuka z'obudde.
Testify witness of the changing of time.
Era nga balina obuyinza obwo okukyusa obudde obwo.
And have the authority to change that time.
So ensonga eyo yakakata n'ejje buli eno.
Now this matter was established up to now.
Era ne tusooka tukizuula nti kati twava mu kiyitibwa BC.
And we first discovered we shifted from what is called BC.
Yesu we yali nga tannaba kuzaalibwa
kw'ensi. Before the birth of Christ on earth.
Ate ne tuyingira AD.
And we entered AD.
Oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Death and resurrection of Jesus.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. So abajulirwa abo abasatu baaliwo okulabika nga bakakasa nga bakyusa ebiro
n'ebiseera.
Tujjukira bulungi nnyo olwa batutegeeza mu buliza essuula
ey'okusatu
nti buli kintu bakiteerako ebiro
n'ebiseera.
So baalina okuseetinga ebiro ebipya oluvannyuma lw'okuba nti baaseetinga endagaano empya. Katukibere tulabe.
Let's check and see.
Mubuulizi essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Ecclesiastes 3 verses 1.
Buli kintu kiriko entuuko yaakyo, na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kiriko ekiseera kyakyo.
Yes, praise
Jesus so
much.
They as the three witnesses. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They say that everything has its time. Every word under the sun has its seasons and times.
So ebiro bya BC,
now the eras of BC,
which
accounted Jesus had not yet been born on the world. They had seasons they were meant to end. And then they began the new seasons, which are known as after the death and resurrection of Jesus. Everything is put in season and time. And those 3 hours were intended to put them there to be a witness. And behind them will be Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Able to change times and seasons under the sun.
Yes, he was when you
raise Jesus. So much. Now that's why we discover it. That in the beginning of AD, after the death and resurrection of Jesus, the seven was chased from heaven.
Yes, he was when you
raise Jesus
so
much.
So what to some
now when we read in the Matthew 28, verses 18 and 19. We see the 3 witnesses. Let's read there and we hear. Matthew 28 verse 18.
Yesu najja n'ayogera nabo n'agamba nti mpeereddwa obuyinza bwonna mu ggulu ne ku nsi. 19. Kale mugende mufuule amawanga gonna abayigirizwa, nga mbabatiza okuyingira mu linnya lya Kitaffe n'Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Yes, he was even
praising
us so much
that we have 3 witnesses. There is the Father, there is the Son, who is known as the Word. He clothed flesh and appeared to us.
We
saw him in the glory begotten of the Father and the Holy Spirit. These are major witnesses. Those who are there to witness over issues. And if it is put in place, it is gotten established. It's the reason when no matter what you want to do,
had
to call this generation change to call it the one of BC. And you call it before the birth of Christ. It is very hard. To change the calendar, count things of old, and it's impossible. For their some beliefs,
we
try to insist on the olden calendar, and it refused to work.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much. For they involve the changing of the sun. That which has been counting clockwise to count anticlockwise. For it involved a much journey. Not something you just fall upon.
You
say it's going to be happening. For it involved even the changing of the sun. But we first understand, like in the book of 1 John, chapter 5, verses 7, the King James Version 2000, those with the type of Bible, those who still have Bible speaking of 3 witnesses in heaven.
Or
because having the scriptures and they removed them, we shall ask you to restore those verses in your Bible. Let's read in the scripture and we hear.
1
John chapter
5
verse
7. Kubanga waliwo abajulirwa basatu mu ggulu, Kitaffe, Kigambo, n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu. Nabo bakanya momu.
Yesu yabazibwa
jye. Praise Jesus so much.
Olw'okuba nti ebirono ebiseera.
Because the season and time.
Bibalibwa wansi w'enjuba.
They are counted under the sun.
Okusinda ku mbuuliza esula eyo okusa.
According to Ecclesiastes 3.
Olulimi olusooka.
In verses 1.
Bano abajulira abasatu be tusomako.
Three witnesses we study of.
Abali nga bwe tusoma mu bbaluwa ya Yokaana esooka esula ey'okutaano.
Just as we study in the book of 1 John chapter 5.
N'olulimi luno olw'omusanvu.
And this verse 7.
Kubanga waliwo abajulira basatu mu ggulu.
For there are three witnesses. Is in heaven.
Chitafe,
the Father,
Chigambo nga ye mwana,
the Word and is the Son,
Mukama wafu Yesu,
the Lord Jesus,
Omuno moyo mutuku,
together with the Holy Spirit,
Biranga bakanya mwomu,
and these three agree.
Basinzira waguru w'enjuba,
based above the Son,
oba muguru,
or in heaven,
Nibaliyoka bachusa chusa ebikolwa wansi
w'enjuba, and they change what is done under the Son.
Yesu yibazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Biranga omuntu yenna bw'ayagala okubanga wakanya entandikwa ya Edi.
And a person wants to contend against the beginning of Edi.
Indias
they can move back to be in the BC. It gets to be very hard. Involves the changing of the sun. Because in the BC,
yes, we are never
because the birth of Christ on earth. This sun was moving anti-clockwise. This time it's moving clockwise. It counted going backwards. And went from the big to small. And this time it comes from the small, moving on the big.
So
it involved the changing of the sun. It is hard to fight with that. For if you want to change the seasons, you have to go up to touch the sun and you change its course. And you show it another move.
For
it was put to count season and time for
so
us.
So if you don't debit and the Kabutan sent to the other
now, seasons just begin that it began. And they say that's Eddie. But there are things which have been touched. That's why he said the sun in that moment. When Jesus was on the cross, the sun stopped giving its light. For there involved the changing of it. That which counted the anti-clockwise. Right from the big to the small.
Is
changed to begin to count clockwise. Right from the small one to move on the big. When it tells us in the Genesis chapter 1, verses 14
and
to
20,
it speaks of the sun when it's put in this place, begin to count the season and time of those under the sun.
Genesis 1:14. Katonda nayogera nti wabeewo ebyaka mu bbanga ly'eggulu byawulenga emisana n'ekiro bibenga ng'obubonero n'ebiro n'ennaku n'emyaka.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. Katonda nayogera
and God spoke
nti wabeewo ebyaka mu bbanga ly'eggulu.
Let there be signs in the firmament of heaven.
Bibenga obubonero.
And they appear as signs
obw'ebiro n'ebiseera.
Of the seasons and times.
Wansi w'enjuba.
Under the sun.
Katweyongereyo tusome.
Lubereberye esula esooka n'olulimi lw'15.
Genesis 1 verse 15.
Bibenga ng'ettabaaza mu bbanga ly'eggulu byakenga ku nsi. Bwe kityo bwe kyali. 16. Katonda n'akola ebyaka bibiri ebinene. Ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuganga emisana, n'ekyaka ekitono okufuganga ekiro, era n'emmunyeenye. 17. Katonda n'abiteeka mu bbanga ly'eggulu byakenga ku nsi. 18. Bifugenga emisana n'ekiro, era byawulenga obutangaavu n'ekizikisa. Katonda n'alaba nga birungi. 19. Ne buba akawungeezi ne buba enkya olwo lunaku
Yes,
praise Jesus so much that the lightnings in the sky determined much the season and time.
So,
this time we read up in Luke
23,
verse 44 to 46. All the time, the 3 hours, the sun was not giving its light. It was hard for people to discover what has indeed happened. Ever since the sun had gotten silence, in the 6th hour they were used to eat, and to the 9th hour, there came different problems. They saw as if they had begun just in the morning, and went close to 12 hours ahead.
Like you would have
said, it would have been 9.
It
remained like only 3 hours to reach to the 12th hour to count one again. And we counted 12 hours.
It counted.
What would have been the 3 remaining hours to remain? And it was a witness. 3 hours which remained to reach the 12th hour. And they have to go be a witness proving things have changed. They began from some time and hours which were of EBC to enter into the hours of AD. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yes, you will see.
Praise Jesus so much. Now, what we try to tell you,
that Eddie,
after death and resurrection of Jesus, God, Jesus Christ was on the cross giving up his life. Right now, we are
with
2017 years, and we head on to the 18th.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now the world has not just spent those 3 years. 2017 years. They are years of only 80.
After
the death and resurrection of Jesus.
The
world had lived many years back what we call the BC.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus so much.
So, people
think the world has so far spent 2017 years. But friend, it's not like that. Right now, BC took a couple of years.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus so much.
Now,
when you fall to the sun, you can change the seasons and time. It's the reason why we tell you that when AD began, the sun was changed.
It
moved anticlockwise in the entire BC, and it counts from the top to the least number.
When
it reaches AD and it began, God changed it to count clockwise, right from the small to the big. This is what happened. If you briefly look at them, according to Isaiah 38, this time they didn't just change the sun, that it counts clockwise, right from the small to head onto the big. But it was too backwards in the anticlockwise it counted.
And
years gradually back to cut years.
So
now it's easy to touch it and it changes.
Or
to God, not to the children of man. For the sun, you don't just go in it.
And
due to you touch it, you know how big it is. Let's read it here.
Isaiah 34,
verses 4. Isaiah 38, verses 4.
Awo kigambo kya Mukama ne kijira Isaya nti Gendo ugambe Kezekia nti bwatyo bwayogera Mukama Katonda wa Dawudi kitaawo nti mpulidde okusaba kwo ndabye amaziga go laba ndiyongera ku nnaku zo emyaka 15 olw'omukaaga era ndikuwonya ggwe n'ekibuga kino mu mukono gwa bakabaka bwe mu mukono gwa kabaka bwe Bwasuli era ndi ndirwanirira ekibuga kino.
Yes, you have given your
Jesus
so much.
You read well in the beginning.
Isaiah 38.
Verses 1 to 3. It shows that King Hezekiah had gotten sick. Reaching the death.
And
Lord God sent him prophet Isaiah.
He tells
him put in order his house. He can be taken in the kingdom of heaven. But when you look at verse 4, Isaiah 38, the word of God who is known as the Lord Jesus,
you
read of in John 1:14, that the word clothed flesh
and
appeared to us the glory of the Son, the one begotten of the Father, and is filled with grace and truth, and he came back for Isaiah. In Isaiah 38 verses 4 and to verses 6,
he told
go tell King Hezekiah, tell him I'm going to add him 15 years, but he told him I'm going to give you a sign proving he had to touch the sun as God in the way it was counting at clockwise, right from the big to the small, to return and backslide a little. If it had gotten from 400 and it reached 415, he had to push it back to 400.
Yes, he was
praise
with
Jesus so
much.
If it was at 400 and now it's on 300, 385,
and
reducing cutting,
he
had to take it back to 400 where it began. They can add on him the 15 years. But what we read of Eddie, was it just putting the word years backwards? It was to change its movement, that which rotated anti-clockwise and it moves clockwise, that which rotated like this, it gets to rotate like this.
Yes, he was
praise
way.
Jesus so much. Now, in all that, that's why he speaks in the next verse saying it. Isaiah 38, verse 7.
Era kano, kekana aba kabonero joli okuveri mukama. Nga mukama alikola ekigambo kino chayogete. Rumunana. Laba. Nazaayo ennyuma ekisiikirize ekiri ku madaala ekikkidde ku madaala ga Akazi awamu n'enjuba ebbanga ery'amadaala 10 awo enjuba n'eddayo ebbanga ery'amadaala 10 ku madaala ge yali ekkiddeko.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. So
much.
I think you see what he did to the sun. Then we held it and pushed it back 400. Like I told you, it's counting and clockwise, right from the big to the small. If it was on 400,
entered
385,
it
was meant to get back to its 400.
Yes, he was praise
Jesus.
So
now, that sun is involved in changing season and time.
Yes,
the reason why when Jesus was on the cross, like in Luke 23 verse 44 to 47,
he
shows us in that time the sun was set.
Yes, he was even
praise Jesus. Something happened why the sun was not giving light.
Yes, he was even
praise Jesus so much.
Remember,
in that time, hell had been opened. The sun not to give its light.
Jesus
had to appear to head on to hell.
Yes, he was even
praise Jesus so
much.
Now, in all what we look,
so much,
what happened upon the sun?
Change
the seasons and we call them
Eddie.
After the death and resurrection of Jesus. Now in that word, where we discovered something changed upon the sun.
Most
people cannot just think over it in this moment. Maybe in this journey of heaven where God has helped us,
and
discover what exactly happened in that time.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much.
So
now we've understood what indeed happened in that time. The sun to be changed. Get out of the calculation is counted. We count it anti-clockwise, right from the big to the small letter, and it shifts to count from the small to the big number, that which is known as the clockwise. Praise Jesus. Now even the rotation of the sun changes. Now to them in the NASA, those who see its movement, how it rotates, we want to tell them this. Initially it never moved like you see it. It moved clockwise as you see it. But it moved in the form of the anti-clockwise. It gets to be very hard to get what happened in the BC and you bring them back in these days. That's why you see today people celebrate full Sunday is meant to be there on Saturday.
Will
be counted and it remains a little behind.
But I think that Monday you know what stand.
Yet Monday is meant to be Sunday. According to the BC,
Monday is Sunday.
Monday was Sunday.
And Monday
is Tuesday.
Them
with normal work. And
they
end up what we call Saturday. And
it's
the Sunday. That's why Adventists locked right from that point.
We do
not know where there are great things which changed. Now they call themselves.
It's
impossible what they held onto.
When
they came to count,
and
they never connect well. And Monday got to be Sunday. Tuesday is the Monday. Wednesday is Tuesday. Thursday is the Wednesday. Friday is the Thursday.
And
they began to count things not worthy.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. I don't know if you understood well.
Sunday is the Monday.
Sunday is the Monday. Saturday is the Sunday.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
So Ababasi Galila Mobisi.
And those who remained in the BC got a serious problem in counting.
The
reason why Adventists gather on fellowship on Saturday.
And
they said that's the seventh day, the Sabbath. They got rested in the eras of peace.
This is
where the problem comes from.
Yes, he was raised
here. Don't see the calculation had to be messed up by that point. When God did his works as he created, he created in BC.
Yes,
before the birth of Christ on earth. And truly, the seventh day remains the seventh. But the problem,
what will let them edit
when you bring it in Eddie, it can never fit there.
Because
of the changings of the time, which happened and they never understood them.
So, chitufu,
now it's true
that
when reading Genesis, Genesis chapter
1, okay,
let in the Genesis 2 from verse
1
and 2. Genesis 2 from verse 1.
Nebigwa okukola. Eguru nensi nejeri yabyo lyonna olwokubiri Katonda n'amalira ku lunaku olw'omusanvu emirimu gye gye yakola n'awumulira ku lunaku olw'omusanvu mu mirimu gye gyonna gye yakola olwokusatu Katonda n'awa omukisa olunaku olw'omusanvu n'alutukuza kubanga olwo lweyawumuliramu mu mirimu gye gyonna Katonda gye yatonda Jiyakola.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I think you now see that in the BC, that calculation can only be applicable in AD. And when we count the seven, and these are colleagues say that is the Monday. Because they stuck right in the PC. Sounds very hard and impossible. If they discover the realities which happened, why the era is called
AD,
they would have followed that calculation. Now it involves to go look at the sun, whether it remained in the relation of the PC. Changed and entered in what we call the AD.
So if you saw the quiz with Amurgendo,
we'll be able to discover this in the journey of heaven. There were major changes involved.
Yes, he was when
you praise Jesus so much. We want to change to follow those changes.
You have to take it
like we've understood at the beginning of Eddie, Satan and his fallen angels were just from heaven. What we looked much on is to discover when Eddie began. Most people think that perhaps the world began from there and it's taken so far 2017 years as we enter 18, but not like that, brethren. After the death and resurrection of Jesus, that's where the beginning of AD is. And still Eddie, looked much that after making a new covenant, God had changed the flow of everything. But the Old Testament too had been already been changed by him. Like he came promising in Jeremiah 31 and verse 31 and 33. Moved on, make a new covenant. The bringing of New Testament
involved
changing many things. Let's read there.
Yeremia esula yasatumwemu n'olunyirwa satumu.
Jeremiah 31:31.
Laba, ennaku zijja, bwayogera Mukama, lwe ndiragaana endagaano empya n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri n'ennyumba ya Yuda. 32. Singa endagaano bwe yali ginalagaana ne bajjajja baabwe ku lunaku lwe nabakwata ku mukono okubajja mu nsi y'e Misiri, endagaano yange eyo ne bagimenya, newankubadde nga nali mbawasizza, bwayogera Mukama. 33. Naye eno y'endagaano gye ndiragaana n'ennyumba ya Isirayiri oluvannyuma lw'ennaku ezo, bwayogera Mukama. Nditeeka amateeka gange mu bitundu byabwe eby'omunda era mu mitima gyabwe mwendigawandiika, nange n'abanga Katonda waabwe, nabo banaabanga bantu bange. Asatu mwenye.
Yes, yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kama wafi, yatandi kukuranga indagane mpya.
Our Lord Jesus began to proclaim new covenant.
Okusira batu soye mireme ya asatu mwenye.
I'm going to read Jeremiah 31.
Wakuru asatu mwenye mpaka asatu musatu.
31 to 33.
Gabu ya soko kutegeza.
Like he first said.
Kitako la chintunga tamaze kutegeza kubanabu.
Never does anything before making his prophets know of it.
Yes, yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okulitiba kwa indagane mpya.
Bringing on the New Testament.
Kwa jia wechi manjiduange.
It changed of the things which were done in the Old Testament, known as that done in the BC.
Yesu yalinga tanaba kuzaliwa
kwa before the birth of Christ on earth.
Atini tuingira endagane mpya.
And we entered AD.
Etandika oluvanyuma lw'okufana okuzikira kwa mukama wa Yesu.
After the death and resurrection of Jesus.
Era botunulira mata isuli ne abimwa mukaka.
When you look in the Matthew 26.
Onyorwa abimwa mukaka.
From verse 26.
Paka kuruwa makumi asa.
Unto 30.
Mukama wafe weyalinga tanaba kutuka kumusaraba.
Before Jesus reached the cross.
Webati usiza wa ibirone ibisi.
Where he changed seasons and times.
Okuyingira mu edi.
To enter edi.
Okufuruma BC.
To stretch out of BC.
Yasoka naba nga tukili zenda gane yu.
He first fulfilled of the new covenant.
Nebi tiliyali no kuchoka vya.
And things, all of them were meant to change.
Matayo esura yabiri mukaga noli nyiruwa biri mukaga.
Matthew 26 verse 26.
Era bali bakyalya, Yesu n'atola omugaati ne yeebaza, n'agumenyamu, n'awa abayigirizwa be, n'agamba nti mutoole mulye, guno gwe mubiri gwange, 27. N'atola ekikompe ne yeebaza, n'abawa ng'agamba nti munywe ku kino mwenna, 28. Kubanga kino gwe musaayi gwange ogw'endagaano oguyiika ku lw'abangi.
Yes, he was very
good. Praise Jesus so much. I think we've understood well.
Covenant,
we saw his promise in Jeremiah 31 to 33. Lord Jesus came to fulfill it. Like
we've
heard in Matthew 26, verse 26 to 28. He shed his blood. This the blood of the new covenant which I covenanted
so
with you.
Kino,
now in this time
Jesus
knew time and season of everything was to be changed. And we were entering what is known as AD. After death and resurrection of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In all this what we look most on. Even the day which would have been of rest. It has to be a Sabbath as it was counted. We had to change it. Entered us into the spiritual Sabbath. After that day, we could no more follow it as it was.
And
counting of BC could not apply in the AD. And he entered us into
the
AD. Asked us to look much on the rest of our spirits. More than looking at the rest of the body. Which has been put in the shadows of the days. Because all things had changed.
Now
when we look much in the Matthew 11, he calls all who are weary and those burdened that they enter the rest.
Matayo esura ya 10 nemu olunyirwa 25.
Matthew 11 from verse 25.
Katukendeze mu tusomoro 28.
Matayo esura ya 10 nemu nolunyiriri 28.
Matthew 11 verse 28.
Mujejendi mwe mwina abakoye era abastoereddwa. Nange naba umuza 29. Mwetike ekikoliko kyange muyigire ku nze. Kubanga ndi muteefu era omuwombeefu mu mutima. Namwe muliraba ekiwummulo ekyomwoyo kyammwe. 30. Kubanga ekikoligo kyange si kizibu n'omugugu gwange mwangu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So bwe kityo n'ekiwummulo n'akikyusa.
Now thus he changed this.
N'agamba.
And he said.
Abadde bawummula mu mubiri.
That those who rested in the body. And you celebrate the day. I have also changed it. Come in the real rest of your spirit. When spirit rests you to your mental rest. In all what happened was this. The era known as AD. After death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It's not a small word. Though so we looked at its beginning, Satan was chased from heaven. For we got to understand copies of heaven needed the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus.
It
needed the blood of Jesus to be cleansed.
And
if you read in Hebrews 9, verse 23 and 27, now in all that, the Lord Jesus was still in the world, and
we're
about to enter what's known as AD, after the death and resurrection of Jesus.
You
remember they commanded all angels to worship him. Angels were in heaven's refused. Like we usually hear in the Hebrews 1, in verses 5, he speaks this. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 5.
Kubanga, ani kuba malaika gwe yali abuliddeko nti, gw'oli mwana wange, leero nkuzadde gwe. Era nate nti, nze nabeeranga kitaawe gy'ali, naye anaabeeranga mwana gye ndi. Olw'omukaaga. Era nate mwaleeta omubereberye mu nsi. Ayogera nti, era bamalayika ba Katonda bonna bamusinzenga.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
We are to mbere bere ku.
We are brought the first born on the world.
Oro ekigambo kya Katonda.
That is the word of God.
Again, azaliwa.
He is getting born.
Tugenda okuyingira entandikwa ya Eti.
We are going to enter beginning of Eti.
Oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira.
After the death and resurrection.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. He commanded the angels to worship him. Remember, Satan and his angels refused. It's the reason why we tell you that at the beginning of Eti, Satan and his angels were chased from heaven.
And
we want to see what came next after being chased from heaven. But when he was in the world, on the world, even angels reached to see him. Was lifted, taken to heaven. What followed was chasing Satan from heaven. Like we usually hear in the first Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16. First Timothy 3, verse 16.
Katonda yalabisibwa mu mubiri nawe obutuukirivu mu mwoyo n'alabibwa bamalayika n'abuulirwa mu mawanga n'akkirizibwa mu nsi n'atwalibwa mu kitiibwa.
Yes, yebazibwe Katonda kigambo
God the word
nga bwe tusoma mu Yokaana emu
as written John 1:1
ate mu Yokaana emu 14
and John 1:14
yeyambalombi n'alabisibwa gye tuli
clothed flesh and appeared to us
yalabisibwa eri bamalayika
he appeared to the angels
yabuulirwa mu nsi
he was preached to the nation
yasitulibwa n'atwalibwa mu
he lifted taken to heaven
so mukama waffe oluvannyuma lw'okuba nti awaayo obulamu bwe
or the Lord after giving up his life
oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwe
after his death and resurrection, he went back to the kingdom of heaven. And he chased Satan from heaven.
That's
the sent armies of angels, which was led by Angel Michael. And all seven groups of angels, as we've studied them.
Yes, so the reason
why we got explained when AD began, BC ended how?
So wakati
now in the midst of all this, Jesus was born.
AD
had not begun, we are right in BC.
Vanga edi tuchito uruvanywa rokufano kuzukira.
Edi we call it after death and resurrection.
Kwa mukama wafu Yesu.
Of the Lord Jesus.
Tuchitegeza mkuzari wa yazari wate mufi.
Means in being born, how was he born in the BC?
Ngateba mumanyi.
And they did know of him.
Kumanyi katukua manyikari kumasaraba.
Being known was known while on the cross.
Yesu nguruwachi tuwaulide.
The reason why we had.
Katudeyo kumurukabi kumasaraba.
Let's get back to Luke 23.
Orunye hiri oruana mumukaga.
Verses 46.
Maka anamuenda.
And to 49.
Wanuwari wabukaka mtiti.
This is where the proof is that that is the Son of God. He proved him while on the cross that he had gotten born.
Luke 23:46. Awo Yesu nayogera n'eddoboozi ddene n'agamba nti Kitange, nteeka omwoyo gwange mu mikono gyo. Bwe yamala okwogera ekyo n'awaayo obulamu. Anamusanvu. Awo omwami ow'ekitongole bwe yalaba ekibaddewo n'atendereza Katonda ng'agamba nti mazima ono abadde mutuukirivu. Anamu munaana. N'ebibiina byonna ebyali bikuŋŋaanye okwerolera bwe baalaba ebibaddewo ne baddayo nga beekuba mu bifuba. Anamu mwenda. N'emikwano kye kyonna n'abakazi abaava naye e Galilaaya ne bayimirira wala Gabalabio.
Only the Rudy Charlie.
Yeah, what happened? And he said, did this be
radiant?
The Son of God Himself. And he knew he was born. All along he preached the gospel. He reached to beat him. And they didn't know he was the one who was born, yet they had waited for him.
So
now the end of BC.
He
ended up when he was giving up his spirit. This is what with the era we are in, we call it a day. After death and resurrection of Jesus, when he gave up his spirit,
we began
to count the 80,
2017
years.
We are
entering
18,
which is past of 80.
Say BC,
not of BC.
That ye BC to many miaka jiamara miyeti ni
kubitala. BC we know spent a number of years.
Ukusindira kumatayo kumina musangu.
According to Matthew
17. Matayo sure soko niwe kumina musangu.
According to Matthew 1:17.
Butuba roku fa kuzari wakwe.
When we count from his birth.
Utuba ku Ibrahim.
To Abraham.
Yino jiamiaka jiari wo.
These are the years which you are there.
Matayo sure soko nuri nyiro kumina musangu.
Matthew chapter 1:17.
Bwe kityo emirembe kyonna okuva ku Ibulayimu okutuuka ku Dawudi emirembe 14 nate okuva ku Dawudi okutuuka ku kutwalibwa e Babuloni emirembe 14 nate okuva ku kutwalibwa e Babuloni okutuuka ku Kristo emirembe 14
Yesu yabazibwa
nnyo
emirembe gye 14 emirundi yasatu
generations times 3
ufunamu emyaka emitwalo enamu enkumi bbiri.
You get 42,000 years.
Yes, okuva ku kuzaalibwa kwa mukama wafu
Yesu. Yes, from the birth of Jesus.
Okuddayo ku Ibrahimu.
Going backwards to Abraham.
Emyaka emitwalo enamu enkumi bbiri.
Those are 42,000 years.
Kitegeeza kana akafe kantu katono nnyo
nabo. It means these our years are very few.
Yes, he was with
me. Thank you so much.
Wakati akakatundu tundu okuva ku Ibrahimu okuva ku kuzaliwa kwa mukama wa Yesu.
From the birth of Jesus.
Okuddayo ku Ibrahimu.
Going backwards to Abraham.
Tuba tuddayo mabega anga tuddayo ku BC.
We go back right to the BC.
Tubaze tuva ku ntono tweyongera
ye. We count from the small
kunene
to the big.
Yes, he was with
me. Praise Jesus so much.
Amen.
Okuva ku kuzaliwa kwa mukama wa Yesu.
From the birth of Jesus.
Tuka ku Ibrahimu.
To reach Abraham.
Ye myaka emitwalo enamu enkumi
bbiri. Those are 42,000 years.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus Amen.
So much. Ku Ibrahim,
right from Abraham
Adam,
to go to Adam.
Miyaka, mituari, namu,
still 42,000 years.
Ku Ibrahim,
from Abraham
kwa Adam,
to the fall of Adam.
It's
what we spoke of.
Miyaka, mituari, namu,
42,000 years. When you join them, how many years are these? 84,000 years. That's BC. And it's still under him. From the fall of Adam. His creation Genesis 1. And verse 1.
emyaka emitwalo enamu yakomye bbiri.
It is 42,000 years.
BC awamu yakamaze yamala emyaka emeka?
The entire of BC it spent 126,000 years.
Jigatidwa.
They have been joined. They have been joined all with everything it did is inclusive.
In
what we call this 14 generations. They have joined it up and didn't count, they didn't single out the countings.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What is written in Matthew 1:17? From the birth of the Lord Jesus,
it
means they have counted to his death all that has been counted. To get backwards to Abraham. 14 generations times 3. Those are 42,000 years. Right from Abraham. Reaching the fall of Adam. 42,000 years.
In
the age of 4,000 years. Right from the fall of Adam.
To
the creation in the Genesis 1. Still 42,000 years. That's 126,000 years.
Yes, he was with
you. Jesus
so much.
That's how it is, how BC was stretched long. What we call before the birth of Christ on the earth. Heavens and earth were created. To reaching his birth. 126,000 years. Right now, our
Eddie,
after the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, has so far taken 2017 years. Means the world and the heavens which are. Has reached and outlived 128,000 and 17 years. In the entire heavens and earth, they have outlived 128 years and 17 years.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much. Now we've understood what's called Edi. For the heaven we've studied in the second part, that at the beginning of Edi, Satan the devil and his angels, they were chased from heaven. But
we
made another small sub-edding and we asked, what follows after chasing of Satan, Satan the devil and his angels from heaven in the beginning of
Eden?
When we got ahead, we wanted to ask ourselves, when did the AD begin? And when did the BC end? I expect you've got and explained the
fact.
We want to see what follows after chasing Satan from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And his angels. It's the head we shall get back to see.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's see another subheading.
Stand in Mulimba when season.
Satan the devil.
Or Masoto with that.
Olden serpents.
We are in Atanabakosiwa Mubunyo Budakama.
Before he was bound in the bottomless pit.
Utanquia Eddie.
At the beginning of Eddie.
Obuyeza Yabukwasa Jezebel.
He gave authority to Jezebel.
Malaiki Asoko Kuganamwegata.
The first fallen angel to fall and join on him. After being chased from heaven.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Satan, your Mulimba was on that.
Satan, the devil.
Umsota, Ogweda.
The old serpent.
We are in Atanabako City, Wambunya, Wodakama.
Before he was bound in the bottomless pit.
Utandikoya, Eddie.
At the beginning of Eddie.
Obuiza, Nenteve.
The beginning and authority and his throne and the power he gave it to Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on him.
But
look at this word. For we heard that Satan was chased from heaven with his angels and was cast on this world. But the heaven we see, he shows when he was chased from heaven. Satan was born in the bottomless pit. We saw things which happened to reaching his imprisonment. We want to see how he changed the authority before he had been imprisoned. For he had things he wanted to do in the time he was chased from heaven.
According
to reading Revelations, Revelation 12, verse 11 and 17, these ones he was meant to do them. When he came from heaven, he had much rage
on
people sitting on the world. Prophecies had been spoken was to be bound in the bottomless pit. He decided to give authority to Jezebel and his throne and the power and the agenda holding everything is meant to do.
That
moves on, fulfill the plans of Satan. The fallen angels were not born in those days. Now let's look at that word. Revelation 12 from verse 11. Let's begin from verse 10. Revelation 12 from verse 10.
Nempulira eddoboozi ddene mu ggulu nga lyogera nti, kakano obulokozi buzze n'amaanyi n'obwakabaka bwa Katonda waffe n'obuyinza bwa Kristo we, kubanga alopa baganda baffe yasuulibwa, abalopa amaaso ga Katonda waffe emisana n'ekiro. 11. N'abo bamuwangula olw'omusaayi gw'omwana gw'endiga n'olw'ekigambo eky'okutegeeza kwabwe, ne batayagala bulamu bwabwe okutuusa okufa. 12. Kale musanyuke eggulu n'abatuulamu, zisaze ensi n'ennyanja, kubanga omulyolyomi asse gye muli ng'alina obusungu bungi.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Bw'otunuulira
ku bikola
12:12
at
the beginning of Eddie, those in heavens rejoiced,
because
the accuser Satan
reaches
from heaven and his fallen angels. But they
said,
woe unto the world and the sea and those who sit in it, because the accuser has gotten down there when he's filled with much fury. He knows he has a very short time. The world, we understand it very well.
Planet
Earth. And the sea
is
what usually confuses people. Then what is wrong with the sea? But when we speak of the sea, we speak of the many waters.
There are
joint tribes, nations, and languages.
It
is what they speak of here. That go unto the world and the sea, in the bracket, nations, the clans, and the languages.
Yes.
Those who sit in that world.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus
from me.
Now let's briefly explain the word they see. According to Revelation
17:15.
Revelation 17:15.
Nangamba nti amazzi ge walabye omwezi w'atudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Yes, you have
raised
Jesus
so much. When the Lord speaks in Revelation, Revelation 12, verse 12, that rejoice heavens and those who sit in it, for the accuser of the brethren has been thrown out of heaven. But woe unto the world and the sea and those who sit in it. The word sea
kumaza amanji.
Speak of the many waters.
Wabula mkupikurua kumina musavu, kumina
tano. But in Revelation 17:15,
atukami ya jamaza amanji biwara vio.
Say the many waters you saw.
Biyabikani mnimi na ama wanga.
Because the nations clans and the languages.
Yes, ye waziweja.
Praise Jesus so much.
So kuhutawa uwari kusanzi NC.
Now the battle targeted the world.
Singa yoye njini yeno planeti kutu.
Note.
Kuturi.
As the planet where we are.
Na ye, abatura mbiye vikani mnimi na ama wanga.
But those who sit in it are the nations clans and the languages.
Because
Satan is coming to you here a short time. No.
Yamanya.
He knew.
Ndi akasira kari na uku muku watu wakwasi wa mteke mbunye uvuta koma.
Time we had for him to be imprisoned in the pits of hell.
Nako katono.
It too was very short.
Ate kwa mwarino kutege kere mirimu jejigenze jitia mwazo.
Prepare how his works are to move on.
Kwa jita kejo kurimbe.
The next box of deceiving the world.
Noku wani saba batu urakumsi.
And to fight those sitting on the world.
Ukusi ya butu yongere mwenyuru ndako kwa kumenesa.
Next verse 13.
Luga mbaburuti.
It says this.
Kumikura esula ye kuminebili.
Revelation 12 verse 13.
Ogusota bwegwala ba nga gusulidwa ku nsi. Ne kuyiganya omukazi eyazaala omwana w'obulenzi. 14. Omukazi naweebwa ebiwaatiro bibiri eby'empungu ennene. Alyoka abuuke okutuuka mu ddungu mu kifo kye. Gyalisizibwa ekiseera n'ebiseera n'ekitundu ky'ekiseera mu maaso g'ogusota. 15. N'omusota ne guwandula okuva mukama kaago ennyuma w'omukazi amazzi ng'omugga gulyoke gumutwaze omugga. 16. Ensi n'eyamba omukazi, ensi n'eyasamya akamwa kaayo n'enywa omugga ogusota gwe gwawandula okuva mukama kaagwo. 17. Omusota ne gusunguwalira omukazi ne gugenda okulwana n'ab'omuzadde lye abasigalawo abakwata ebiragiro bya Katonda era balina okutegeeza kwa Yesu.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bwe tutunuulira mu kubikubye na 12.
When you look to Revelation 12.
Nyura 12.
Verses 12.
Tulide nti Satani yakka alina obusungu bungi.
Had Satan came down with his field of fury.
Era nga amanyi alina akaseera katono nnyo.
He had a very short time.
Okusulibwa kwe ku nsi kuno.
Is being thrown on the world.
Singa akimanya agenda kumala wakaseera katono.
And he knew on the world was to spend a very short time.
Wabula nga otunuulira ku bikubye 12
17. When you look Revelation 12:17. Had to fight offsprings of the woman who remained. Those who said believe the son will pass through Mary.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Those who obey on the commands of God and the
testimony.
Because he was going to be bound. And he asked for that challenge. He had to exchange the authority.
Again,
they are going to imprison him. Who is going to remain in his work of deceiving the world?
Yes, he was with
praise
him.
Jesus
so much.
That's why there is a provision here. And they say that if Satan is imprisoned, who is deceiving the world?
He's
one who was given authority. All the authority and the throne of Satan. Together with all power.
Who
accepted this because of the reason we are to explain. And when we look Revelation 13
and
verse 1 and 2, they show us who was given authority. Revelation 13 from verse 1.
Neguyimilira ku musenyi gw'ennyanja. Nenda bensolonga eva mu nyanja erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7. Ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule 10. Ne ku mitwe gyayo amannya ag'obuvoozi. 2. N'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo n'ebigere byayo ng'eby'eddubu. N'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma. N'ogusota gwe gwaki w'amaanyi gaayo n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka n'obuyinza obungi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okusinziira mu kubikulwa n'esula y'ekumi n'esatu.
According to Revelation 13.
Wenye olisooka n'olwokubiri.
Verses 1 and 2.
Waliwo ensolo eyava mu mazzi amaanyi.
There is a beast which came from the many waters.
ebikane nnimi n'amawanga,
the nations, clans and languages.
Naye ensolo eno,
but this beast,
naye obuyinza okuva eri ogusota,
was given authority for the dragon,
Satani kennyini,
Satan himself.
Obuyinza,
the authority,
entebe,
the throne,
n'amaanyi,
and the power.
Wabula kuliko atuddeko ku nsolo eno,
someone seated on the beast,
eyakwasibwa obuyinza
bwe, was given this authority.
Era nga tujja na kulaga ekifo we baasisinkana okugaba okumuwa obuyinza
bwe, and show you the place he met to be able to give her this authority.
Wano mu Bermuda Triangle, ensi mu nyanja,
Bermuda Triangle under the ocean,
baasisinkana ku nyanja,
they met there at, under the ocean.
Tebaasisinkana mu bwengula eri,
did meet in the space,
kubanga mu bwengula baali bayigga Satani ne bamalayika baabaabo,
hunting for Satan and his fallen angels,
nga bwe tujja okulaba ebinaddiira,
as we shall see what we get next.
Naye n'afubutukayo mu bwengula eyo,
and they came out of the space,
ne bajja basisinkana eno wansi,
and they came met down here,
okusobola okumuwa obuyinza,
to be able to keep him afloat.
Osoma mu kubikulwa 17,
when you read in Revelation 17,
onyola okusatu ayogera bw'ati,
verse 3 he speaks this.
Kubikula essula ya 17 n'olunyi olwokusatu.
Revelation 17 verse 3.
N'antwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo, ne ndaba omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emmyufu ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvoozi, ng'erina emitwe 7 n'amayembe 10. Olwokuna, omukazi ng'ayambadde olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumyufu, era ng'ayonjebwa ne zaabu n'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi ne luulu, ng'alina mu mukono gwe ekikompe ekya zaabu ekijjudde emizizo.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Jesus so much.
Atudde ku nsolo ya Jezebeli.
The one on the beast is Jezebel.
Nyina w'abenzi.
Mother of all devils.
Malayika yasooka okugwa.
The first fallen angel to fall.
N'ava ku Katonda.
Abandoned God.
N'akola obwenzi bw'okuva ku Katonda.
She commits adultery of forsaking God.
N'obwenzi bwonna obw'omunsi n'ebikolwa ebibi.
Every physical adultery and evil works.
Kyetujja kulaba engeri gye basisinkana ku mugga ku wano mu Bermuda Triangle, planet yaffe eno ku nsi kwetuli.
In the Bermuda Triangle on the planet Earth,
n'amuwa obuyinza,
and Satan gave Jezebel authority.
Olutalo lwaliwo mu bwengula nga banoonya Satani ne bamalayika
abaakubasiba, ne
basalawo okukkirira eno bawaanyise
obuyinza.
Ebyo na tujja kubiraba. Mukama akuwa omukisa, tujja tandikira
awo. God bless you, shall begin from there.
Amen. Kwangi mbadde nsaba kunyamba ku bibuuzo bino. Ekibuuzo ekyasoose akyabadde gye twasomedde mu Isaiah 38.
I'm asking a question which came from where we read in Isaiah 38.
Akyabadde kyogera ku Hezekiah nga kigamba nti enjuba,
it spoke of Hezekiah and spoke of the sun,
okuzzibwa emabega,
being rotated backwards.
Hezekiah n'ayongerwamu emyaka 10.
And Hezekiah was added 15 years.
Kino kyakola ku Hezekiah yekka oba kyagasa n'abantu abalala?
This applied to only Hezekiah or even all the other people?
Mu myaka kyagasa Hezekiah yekka?
In the years it benefited Hezekiah alone?
Omubiri gwe okukyusibwa,
his body to be changed,
kubanga okukyusibwa okusinga kuba kolisa ekisaba 15.
For the changing happens in the first Corinthians 15.
Kubeera ku muntu oyo agwanidde okukyusibwa.
It's upon a person required to be changed.
Okudda mu mubiri ogw'ekitiibwa.
To go into a glorious body.
Okukendeeza obukulu bwe.
To reduce his age.
So what they see you are now generally.
Both the world rotated generally.
Yesi bonna nti bayongezebwa emyaka ekiri awo.
All were added years.
Tebakitegeera na kitegeera.
Tebategeera na kibaddewo.
They didn't even realize what has happened.
Tebafaayo gulozani yafaayo nnyo nti bagizizza.
Six minded that they have slipped back the world.
Gwe okiwuliddemu byafaayo gye ekiringa
bakitegeera. Have you heard history written about?
Iruli bwa kisoma ne mu Bible yagamba bati kyeri.
When someone reads the Bible they wonder
why. Tamanye bakikola kyali kitya.
And you wonder how they did it.
Wow. Neyanzisa nnyo ssebo. Neyanzisa. Ekibuuzo ekyokubiri.
The second question.
Kibadde nti ku BC 1 ng'egwako.
When BC was finishing.
Tuyingira AD.
We enter AD.
Tulaba nga waaliwo enkyukakyuka mu ssaawa 3.
We see the changes which happened in 3 hours.
Era okuddamu essaawa 3 nga ziweddeko.
And after 3 hours passed.
Ntuddamu kubala kuva ku ssaawa emu.
We counted to resume counting from 1.
Okugenda maaso.
Ahead.
Ekibuuzo kyange kiri nti.
My question is.
Tulaba olwaleero mu mbeera y'ensi.
We see today in the weather.
Ngosingana wana Uganda.
And define in Uganda.
Ude na misana.
It is there.
Bovamu kwanga ya Uganda.
When you travel elsewhere.
Noge na mwanga galia gaba zungu.
And you go to the Western nations.
Mwezo singana ngobude wajiro.
You find it night.
Tembele ni yali emumu BC. Obaya taandikila wano.
Which is the same in BC or it began in AD.
Mwende yali okubamu BC.
It was right from BC.
Okubanti ensi.
Because the world meets the sun in the different timings, it's the day to get night or to get day. We see darkness was in Israel in that time,
and
in another nation it happened in another time, in the hour which spoke of.
Amen. But
they all end up when they are caught in the darkness in the entire world. But they can still just go in the other place and see that. You see how the eclipse happens. You will not sit in the other nation, but it will be there. And they look for the nation where it will appear clear.
Amen. So,
now that is how it is.
We've seen
Satan
is
thrown from heaven. He comes in the world.
And
the question comes. Where did he leave his body? He ended with it. On the planet Earth, or somewhere. When Satan became a dragon, it was more big like a cherubim. For how will he have fit in the homeland? You remember they cast him to shift from his body. The cast squeezed the entire of him.
And deformed
him to become into a dragon. He did remain big like the cherubims. No. And the way he was able to come in the planet like an angel could come. Didn't remain in the splendor and the glory and the big size. That's how it is.
Tomorrow we're not
here to start.
We shall
come back next week on Tuesday and Wednesday. The work is too much now, and yet we have not edited anything. If they ask us the appearance of the call of the nation now, we don't have the written,
even
the video we don't have.
So to have that, we say, or not, or walk for
that. On Thursday and Friday,
when you teach the work,
we edit the work.
Tomorrow
we sit in preparation.